Trina, I'm a rub, I'm a rub, I'm a rubber bunny. Like fine wines, they just sweet when you wine her. Me, I know if you leave when you wine her. As long as we go there, I'm on a me go pay. We go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki fiki fiki, I go rewind. Say now me go be the DJ, I'm on feel nice. Yo, say my party no they stop till the daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, girl, say we live nice. Yeah.
If you want me, catch ginger, give me tea, kokoro. My coach, I be your love. Anywhere I go, just come up with my mama love.
If you want make a ginger, give me kokoro. My bad, beat your love. Come make a show you my banana. No, they do like bolo.
Oh, yeah.
I been making money, living reckless. Let me hear my damn. You want it, come, lolo, to get me on my bad, love. If them dry, oh, if them dry, talk, then go sun.
Back to live radio, y'all. So that was Kid featuring Burna Boy, Jinja.
Oof. Right? It just had that vibe.
It did indeed. So this week's quote of the week, I got it from a fortune cookie.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay.
My mom and I went out to eat last week, or this week actually. Jeez, we're Thursday today, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I know. Yes.
The wise man learns more from the fool than the fool learns from a wise man.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Wise man learns more from. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, more times than none, a fool thinks he knows it all. So, mm-hmm. would you try to teach him? They ain't really gonna hear
right.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so don't be the fool, be the wise man and learn from others.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And this week's little fun goals.
Okay, goals, not jokes. Good.
Oh,
those are coming. the goals. The goals are to not make you laugh. I got three for you today. The first, do you know what my favorite keys are?
Keys? The Florida Keys?
No.
Alicia Keys?
No. Cookies.
Oh. I should have. I know what. I like that. I like that one. I like that one. I'm going to use it. Okay. Next.
That didn't work because they laughed. So.
That's okay, though, but it was good, though. It was good. That's why. They're getting used to them.
The next one's a little more like a statement.
Okay.
Right. So I took my cat to the vet today. It wasn't feline good. So it got a CAT scan. No. And they gave us a prescription.
Hey! I loved it. It was fantastic. Yes!
I don't like when I listen.
Say what they gave you.
What
they gave you?
Oh, a prescription.
No, I don't. Why do you think you say it again, Kat? Why do you say it again?
You know what's happening? No. You are on your own this week.
I don't even know why.
You're on your own this week.
Why you better say it again?
All right, last one, D.
The last
good.
One.
It wasn't good.
The last
it
one has two answers.
You're such a meanie.
The answer, the last one has two possible answers. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Sister sleep? I don't know.
Either a Virgin Mobile.
Why? I love it. Or
a Roman Catholic.
Okay.
A Roman Catholic. Wow. Oh, wow. Damn. That was fantastic. That was I love those all. And then now we're going to get into the business though, because we got Big Wheel in the village. Gina, those are awesome. Thank you.
Hey. Welcome to the
OSC
Business Zone.
Black excellence
at its
finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Yeah. This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And the Business Zone is where we bring you that melanated excellence. Ah. I love that intro, you know. But Nas just brings it.
Yo, it's so quiet. But I got some Naughty by Nature for y'all today.
Okay. Big Will, no stranger to the show.
What's good? Hello, hi.
Ah, it's always awesome having you, Big Will. You're doing so many awesome things in the community. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, it's first of all, I'm vexed because every Tuesday, like, I'm trying to get out. I want to come. I'm hearing all kind of great reviews. I see people in our private groups talking about how great the comedy shows are, and I'm just like, work, life.
Last
no, because that's how I feel every time. I kiss my tea hard.
Oh, no, but this Tuesday, you definitely got to come.
Okay.
Definitely got to come. This Tuesday, we actually have Charmazing.
If she's here in town?
She's in town.
Girl, we got
Downtown?
Charmazing is on the show. We have...
Did she move back to Montreal? Is that what's happening? Is she running for
the United States? Wow, all the business, all the woman's business on the business zone.
That's what I'm asking.
All the woman's business on the business zone.
Bro.
So basically, so people who don't know, every Tuesdays we have actually we have comedy shows over at Tropical, which is black owned.
Yeah.
And what we do is from 6:30. So people start arriving around 5:30 to 6 o'clock, and at 6:30 the comedian actually 6:29. The comedians go live on the mic.
They do.
Basically, we're just having fun. It's an open mic comedy. So even comedians who would like to get on board, please contact us.
Bring your dad jokes, Cedric.
Oh, no. They're not mine.
No, whenever you're ready.
I've been my destiny, so I think I'm coming.
Yeah, no, whenever you're ready, just hit us up. You could hit me up like that. We could make sure we give you, allocate enough time to put you on there and everything. So each comedian gets 7 minutes.
Yeah.
It is a lot of time.
But if you are super funny, you would like to do 10.
Right. But if you ain't super funny, it sounds long.
Like homeboy who said that,
super funny, we don't want you on.
He said, the white guy, he says, my friends told me that black people, black people are a different kind of crowd, you know? So you have to, you know, use a different language when you go in there. Like, don't talk about love and stuff. Say I'm coming to F that B. And I was like, you have to ask my sister. I called her on the phone. I even texted you. I said, I'm about to go and take the mic from him and roast him.
Telling you. Yo, Will, honestly, some of your comedians, I was there last Tuesday, was right? Yeah. Some of your comedians, they are a little bit. They're very risky.
I said, they say this.
They say it. They are out there like they don't have no care in the world. They just say it. And me and my friend, we were like, oh, well then. You know, you just look down and you're like, oh, okay. I almost choked on a piece of my jerk chicken.
At the reaction. I think some of them intended to get beat up. I'm like, they're saying it.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah,
but that's part of comedy too, right?
Right.
It's part of the art. So
to me, I like that because now I know what they're saying in my clubs.
Right.
Hello. Talk about it. That's the audience clap right there.
Did you guys listen to Midnight Miracle with Dave Chappelle?
No. Okay. You've been trying to get us on that, but no.
The only reason I bring it up because they're talking about, like, there's these rooms that are so hard to do that you don't have a choice but to drop crazy lines.
Okay, in order to get a reaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's basically, they said they have one club where they put a salad bar right in front of the stage. So people get up, make a food.
What? Wow. That is such trickery.
That is completely. So you've dropped some kind of crazy your sister did, and we're people like, what? Then you dive in. That's it.
It's crazy.
And think about it, like, every Tuesday comedy, you get $10 for a comedy show. You're not gonna get that anywhere.
No, it's dope.
Every Tuesday, date night, so come out, $10 comedy shows. And also, you know, the birthday comedy show's coming up. I'm turning 19 very soon.
Will you still
you age it backwards?
I'm 19.
Okay, Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I'm turning 19, so the best thing about it is you get to bring your own alcohol.
That's what's up.
Okay.
So I can bring my own wine that I make there?
You could bring a stack of them.
I want to bring a stack of them. I got a whole bunch, yo. I'm making pink Moscato this time. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I got pink Moscato for you guys next.
It's a BYOB comedy show.
All
right. Now, please hurry up because the tickets are flying off the show.
Where is this location? Where is this one now?
It's called All Ball Center. It's actually in the West Island.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's very easy. It's on Trans Canada, so on 401. and said the
quarter. For one, you mean the 40? You went straight to Toronto.
You're going to. Good catch, Pierre. So you're quick this morning.
At the corner of Sources. So it's very, very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
The best way, don't hesitate to call me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go directly to the website, bigwill.ca, or call me, 514-434-4426.
Mm.
The tickets are $40. Okay. Right now, we still have the friends and family tickets left. So, and then it goes to the general admission. So $40 for the friends and family, and then I believe the tickets go up to $50.
Okay.
So, and it's BYOB.
BYOB comedy show.
Oh, y'all know what BYOB is, but you didn't know DIY?
No.
Because it's liquor, G.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's people, I mean, nothing like people would more know liquor than they would know do it yourself.
Of course.
Right?
I'm going to need us to do better.
It means liquor?
Thank you, Kat.
Bring your own booze.
Bring your own bottle.
I don't do bud, but I get you.
Oh, I don't drink liquor, so see how that works.
Okay, yeah. So if you did it to your favor, you tuned it into you. I like that.
No, for sure. No, but it's gonna be like I said. We have all the static coming up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're gonna have to run the show with the static because this thing is annoying.
So for this show, we actually have local comedians, we have international comedians, and. Some of the artists, which I call comedians, like some of the artists are among the most acclaimed comedians of the last decade. So you're getting the creme of the creme. So on Tuesdays, it's open mic.
Okay.
So anybody and everybody, you get whatever. But when it comes to my birthday show,
mm-hmm.
you're actually getting the creme de la creme.
Okay, got you.
Comedians. We have, like I mentioned, we have some locals, some internationals, and everything. So
nice.
We have, so it's
gonna you have Dave Chappelle coming this year?
Dave Chappelle's not in the budget yet.
No, because he called me. He was asking about it. And I was like,
oh, he called you.
I said, yeah. And I was like, I'll try to get you on Will's thing.
For sure.
Well, guys, since it's the creme de la creme.
That's what.
I'll come with my dad jokes.
Stop it right now.
I love it. I'm with it.
Wait, what's this? On my WhatsApp, Kevin Hart, he wants to know can he get on?
I can't wait to start.
I want to just peek over at piece WhatsApp to see what's running on there because everybody's
on here.
Everybody's on there.
And they'll be vexed if I share the content.
Will, let me ask you a question for comedians who actually want to get on there. They just contact you, bigwill.ca. Phone number type of thing every Tuesday because I had that question come up just now too. So somebody who wants to amateur comedian who wants to try it out open mic.
Yep, because they could call me. They could go on my Instagram at bigwill514. They could call me 514-434-4426.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up. And
any criteria? Do you have to be no? Okay.
Like put it that way. Like you got to understand that this is a business.
All right. That's the only criteria. You need to understand that this is a business.
Come proper. Like, at the end of the day, we're not going to leave anybody behind.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not just going to throw anybody on stage.
Mm. Totally get it. Yeah, no, I understand. Okay.
Come with your auditions. Come with your A material.
And even the MC that we have, Jesse James, he was just a walk-on. The first show, and now he's on every single show as our MC because he got talent.
Yeah, he's good. He's actually pretty good. I like him. His energy is nice. He's good.
Is that your host from the other show too? That we had the other day at Dollar Theater.
No, no, at Dollar Theater that was Sir. Actually the MC, the rapper. Actually, Sir is a hip hop artist. That I've seen. I said, yo, you should do comedy. He's like, what do you mean? I said, you should do comedy.
Okay.
He came to my birthday show where you had came at the Civic Center.
Yes, sir.
3-4 years ago.
Yep.
So right there, I said, yo, you know, from now on, you're my
mother. Your 15th birthday, Will.
No, I know, but you said that, and I was like, wait, that wasn't last year? At the Civic Center? Where Akeem performed?
Last year, nothing was open last year.
That was about 4 years ago.
Shut up right now.
Will,
shut
when Will up. Turned 15.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, that was last year, bro. Okay, no, it wasn't last year for sure. We didn't do much last year.
Exactly.
So it was 2018, oh, Jesus Christ. 2018, 2019. Jesus. Okay, that's cool.
That's how long it's been.
That's really how
that's
long.
That's how long
it's been. Just to say yes.
Our motto stays the same. We are healing our community one joke at a time.
Love it.
Come have a good time. And when it comes to customer service, hit us up. We'll make sure you're good. And if there's anything that you do not like, please do not hesitate. Hit us up. we have to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I appreciate about Will. One, he's always putting people on, so that's always huge. Creating opportunities for artists, for comedians, like you just said. So that's always huge. But again, the quality and customer service, like that's something that I can't big him up enough on, because I've seen him do it. I've seen him go over and above. So you guys definitely, you know, when you're going to a Big Will comedy show, expect quality. Expect it's going to be good. And if you're not good, don't worry, he's going to take care of you. That's
true. So, I want to make sure to shout out my boy Akeem, who actually landed the role in Batwoman.
Hey, okay, what's up? Good job.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing on the West Coast. So shout out, man.
All right.
Big shout out to him. So we'll just, you know, just continue doing what you're doing. Thank you again for being on the Business Zone.
Thank you,
and
man,
you know, for being a regular here on the show. For sure. We appreciate you.
And I just want to say, it sounds like it's going down at Tropical on a Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Actually, for the last 3 Tuesdays, we've been sold out. So please book ahead of time. Like, walk-ons, it's very tough, because actually last week when Miss Trish was it last week? Yeah. When Miss
Trish was there last week, yeah.
Last week, we actually had to turn away 17 people.
Wow. Okay.
It's because I was in the building.
Okay, well, okay, Trish is there. They're lining up.
Once we're sold out, there's nothing we can do. We could add one or two tables, but once we're sold out, we're sold out.
Yeah, wait, so you sell out tickets beforehand? It's not just like, oh, oh. No,
for Tropical, because the capacity legally is 60 people.
Right. Okay.
Once we're at capacity, we
here I was like,
off.
Let me just after work, right quick, go to Tropical. I would have gotten turned away.
No, right now, for this Tuesday coming up with Charmazing, we have 13 seats left.
Okay. Whoa. No, because Charmazing is in the house.
Yeah.
We got Charmazing, we got Simone, we got Kimberly.
Females. The queen lineup. I love it.
You'd be so, like, a lot
the
of
queen
people.
Lineup.
Let me get the
while you do that, I stalk Charmaine online, so Charmaine, just let her know. You can let her know. I'm not.
You stalk her online. You said that on the air.
No, I don't.
How much people listening?
I'm a fan. I appreciate her comment. I think she's funny.
Perfect. So the lineup: Peter Bowen, Jason Sellen, Queen McMorrow, Sid Harlow, female.
Nice.
Bill Black, Kimberly, female. Simone Holder, female. Charmaine.
Wow.
All right, I love that. Do you have the same comedians come back, or is it different comedians every week?
Every week, different comedians.
Okay.
And every now and then, like for instance, we locked, like one of the comedians from last week, we actually locked him down to be on our September show.
Okay, gotcha. That's what's up. All right.
We're trying to give people opportunities, and keep in mind, like, they are stars in their circles.
Right.
Starting across and bring them onto our side.
Okay.
So, I love it.
Wonderful, sure, Will. That's good.
Healing the community one joke at a time. That's what we do.
That's what's like. Plug your stuff one more time, then we're going to get into today's community updates.
Contact me, 514-434-4426, or on bigwill.ca. So every Tuesday, comedy open mic, and then on September 18th, Saturday, September 18th, we have the BYOB comedy special for my birthday.
All right. Thanks, Big Will.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. So this is the OFC Community Updates. Again, for those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle, and we are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. So there's a lot going on. So a couple things from past events. Last week, so I got an opportunity to go out to Repansini. They had like a cultural festival out in Repansini.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It was actually very dope. Big shout out to Westcan. They performed. It was lit.
Nice.
You know, but it was cool. It's awesome to see culture just like everywhere. I just have to give a big shout out to the organizers. I just found this. Yes, it's just great to see culture everywhere, even in Repansini.
Mm-hmm.
Then in terms of upcoming events, and you guys just heard Big Will and everything's popping on his side. There's an event coming up. I'm trying to open it right now. So we have, this is going on. It's the UNI, Ligue des Noirs, Black Coalition, Black Coalition of Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
So they have something coming up on the 20th of August. So now this is a Knowing Our History to Fight Against Racism.
Ooh, I saw that, you know. I saw that.
It's something that, again, like, I think these are things that within the community we should be taking part in. We should be becoming more aware of. We just, you know, just generally just informing ourselves and becoming more knowledgeable about things.
Nice.
In terms of other quick updates I wanted to mention, one second, pull back up. Habari Africa Virtual Festival. That's my solid detail. So this is going on. This is, oh. Okay, that's it. So it ends on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
You guys definitely check it out. Go to BA, so it's batukimusic.com. So BA, ooh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
not,
yeah. BATUKIMUSIC music.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a festival, Habari African Virtual Festival. Like, if you see the list of performers on here, I'm not going to go through them. There's a lot.
Name like five. Come on, you got all time.
I do have time. Okay,
a little bit. Yeah.
No, you should. I don't know. I'm always. I like.
You know me. I'm watching the time.
You're always rushing me. Okay.
So, you know what?
Adama,
just name the
I'm just saying. Adama, Dawu, Alpha Rhythm and Roots, Black Star, Bland Line, Della Hayes, a woman of color band.
Good thing you named it. Hey, look at you.
No, I'm just saying. Sorry. I'm sharing it on our page, guys, so you guys can check it out. Other updates and stuff with what's going on in the community. So, are you guys following politics? I got to give a shout out. I saw Will Prosper threw his hat in the ring. Did you guys see that?
Yes,
I saw a little bit of it, but you can elaborate on it. You got like 2 minutes.
Well, I'm actually gonna try to have him call in. Okay, so it's
next show.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Thank
just
you.
Sort of to share with the community.
But, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because we're getting mixed emotions in the community because he went with Kwesha Moheal, as you know, that's where Valerie Plante. Very unexpected.
Yeah.
I have to say, I thought we were trying to get her on the outs. So when he joined her team. Like, not just did I get messages from members, or like, this is weird. I myself was like, I don't know the strategy. This is interesting. We haven't had a chance to actually dive in yet, but I will make it a point to have him call in and share with the community.
Talk about it. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And just, you know, generally just stay tuned, OFCLink.com, to be able to you could send us your events and we'll post them on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, like, it's just a spot to be able to continue to connect. One thing I want to remind people of, like, right now, there's a lot of people who are non-vaccinated who are feeling the anxiety and feeling the stress of what's happening. Within the OFC, we have a collective that we put together of non-vaccinated people where we've been working together, strategizing on different fronts. So we have individuals who are looking to, you know, get into, call it compound living or, you know, farm living, just leaving the city and building as a collective just to you know, leave the noise. You have certain people who are preparing to move to Africa, some who have already left and some who are in the process. Then you have certain people who are preparing to fight legally and politically. And then you have some people who are even looking into sovereignty and nationality and different things like that. But as the OFC, I'm really proud to be able to offer that support to the community, because I don't know much other groups that are offering support to the non-vaccinated community. If there are, please let me know so we could network and work together. But in the meantime, between time, we're here for you. So for the non-vaccinated community, we are here to support. And even those who are vaccinated, it's basically there's a lot of support. But what I appreciate is that I'm finding we have a lot of people who are vaccinated who are contacting us to find out how they could be allies to those who are not vaccinated.
Right.
And again, I appreciate that. And again, it just shows the power of community. It shows the power of relationship. And again, that's what the whole purpose of the OFC is about. So in case you guys are wondering, this is what we're doing, building relationships and, you know, just bringing people together who want to support each other.
So plug the link for the OFC one more time, because I had a few people ask me that are vaccinated in my circle. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of afraid to come forward to say, I am vaccinated because of the whole segregation stuff. So you can, I know, I want you guys to know that the OFC, they're not going to judge you if you're vaccinated.
It's
you know?
All
like this. It's all love. But, you know, plug that link
definitely.
Again.
So contact us. So it's OFCCommunity.com, OFCCommunity.com. Or honestly, you could text or call 514-651-4545. You'll be able to connect with one of our member support representatives, and we'll be able to just support you. And anything you need, really just get in contact with us. Do not be shy or ashamed in any kind of way. However, we are here together.
All right. So on that note, we're going to cut into a musical break and with some Bobby Pain, and then we're gonna come back with Queen Kaya and some entertainment.
Yep.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True.
But it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
This is Pharaoh Hamid Freeman.
Gina the Great.
And this is Fat Cat.
And this is Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blessings, man. My turn now. This is DJ Bobby Payne. You can find me on all my socials at DJ Bobby Payne. P-A-Y-N-E. All one word. And say run the tune them.
True living hell. Time and time again. When you see you're not the party, get up, stand up and run the way you put it on me body. I'm me feel it alone, now you alone get me so naughty. You make me fall in love, me shoulda listen to me charge it.
From the restall and most business. Helicopters are circle bound the area like a frisbee. Unsolved mystery, my dog can't find picnic. Message in the music is the only way to fix it. I said words, sound power, lift your hand up if you're with me. Now go make them trick, we can't but now repeat the history. I said words. Tell me
You're listening to DJ Bobby Payne.
Dispatch when faith and preparation combine. Whoa! The road been right here all this time. But you gotta look with more than your eyes.
Turn it up.
Judge a blessing, this ain't no luck. World follow suit when your mind made up. I sing, Papa sent to kings and kings return to mud. When they neglect the truth, I forget what we good over. Yes, I can see, let's see how we hit. Something like Jonah in the belly of the wind. The whole world know this, your soul ain't for sale. I listen, that's the plan, never yet free. Rich forever, yeah. Rich forever. Forever, rich with a loving family. Rich forever, rich with ways, means and strategies.
Rich forever, family, my treasure. In a system that breathes the pressure, no release the tension. Every man for themselves, cheese intention. Meaning brings that evil invention. Matter how me teach them, need detention. No humanity, yeah. Lasting vanity, wars of politics. Religious policies, burn them policies. We are the pyramid people. No illusion, no one is coming to save us people. Everything's a state of mind, protect your mind. The school them, feel them, teach we eat for self. No knowledge, yeah. Out for function. In the real world, both for be of yourself. Them leave and give the children, them no real work. How them sleep at night, me no know. How them sleep at night, me no know. How them sleep at night, me no know. How them sleep at night, me no know.
How them sleep at night, me no know. How them sleep at night, me no know. Over your soul, can't say nothing, I'm with you. Something like you, not in the belly of the wind. The whole world know this, your soul ain't for sale. I listen, I say, plan never yet be. Rich forever, yeah. Yeah, rich forever. Rich forever. Rich with a loving family. Rich forever. Rich with peace, means and strategy.
What you do, where you at, you got plans, come see that. I'm sipping wine in a row. I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm. I'm shaved. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
This love is
one of soul never there.
What you doing? Where you at? You got plans? Don't say that. I'm sipping wine in a row. I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm. I'm shaved. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing. What's happening?
Yeah, playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you're trying to lay in these arms, I'ma leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open, baby.
I'ma leave the door open.
If you feel the way I feel and you want me like I want you tonight, baby,
tell me that you're coming.
And twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Right, folks, so that was DJ Bobby Payne with the musical mix, and now we got some No Diggity in the background because we got Kaya coming up with this week's entertainment. Kaya, first of all, you didn't tell us how you were doing because we wasn't on at that point. But how are you doing and what's going on in entertainment?
I am doing good, and for those of you who can see me on live right now, I am tired.
We all tired, girl. Here you go.
I am literally burning the midnight oil every other night. I am enjoying my last days of summer, and everything is wonderful. Everything is great right now. I can't complain. I just feel like changes in the air. And so I'm happy. I'm good. And then things are moving and flowing all in the right direction. So I'm happy.
That's good. That's good. Nice, nice. That's good. Bless us with some entertainment, drama, news, toxicity, everything. Let's go.
Okay, so first things first, just because I feel like I never really get a chance to do this, but I want to pick up some of the female artists in Montreal. Viva La Blue. Okay. I want to say, send a big shout out to Viva La Blue. She dropped a single, Do the Right Thing. Y'all need to know that this is a bad girl summer, so make sure y'all check out Viva La Blue. Also, Chung, So Explicit. She just dropped So Explicit and is so hot. I need y'all to keep up with your Montreal artists, because these are the ladies that are paving the way.
There's a lot of ladies.
There's a lot of ladies that are coming out in the industry right now in Montreal and doing their thing. Kayla Allen, she just dropped a single in July. Living in the Moment, Kayla Allen. Y'all need to check her out. Another Montreal artist. She's a singer. She's a beautiful girl. Very respectful, wonderful young lady. Check her out. So yeah, shout out. And we want to shout out, there's another young lady who does, she does an entertainment. She has an entertainment company. Her name is Meeks, but she does Absolute Entertainment.
Yes.
And I
want
to pick her up because she always puts the ladies on to stuff. And I really like that about her. I like the fact that she doesn't have a malicious bone in her body. The girl is real, like, she's there trying to put on other women. She wants to see us do well. So I want to just give a shout out to Meeks and Absolute Events. And in entertainment news, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff going on. So Lizzo and Cardi B dropped the track, Rumors.
Yes.
Well, the song is hot. It's hot and racy. And, you know, I think, the industry is so... I don't know. I don't even know what to call it right now. But they're so muckle. That's what I want to say. Like, right. I don't know how best to say it. Like, Latin people say chismoso. It's like so gossipy.
Okay.
But they got a song called Rumors, mm-hmm. and then Lizzo goes on to say that while they were filming, that Cardi B whispered in her ear something very, very vulgar.
Oh.
Now, I need y'all to go and watch it because I can't say it on the radio, but yeah.
What? Why not?
Because it's very vulgar.
As she's just said. All
right, fine. Tell
me
after.
Were you not listening?
Then. Yeah. Tell me after then.
Right? So, anyway, she says that she wanted to perform on her. And so, now, the industry is crazy because they're like, do you believe it? But I'm like, come on, you guys. It's obviously her starting a rumor about herself. But y'all go and check out the song. Just come in on a mucka. Nice. Go and check out the song because this is actually a dope song, and you get to see Cardi B very, very, very pregnant, still doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I think it's a beautiful sight. I really do. I think that it's amazing that she still works through her pregnancies, that she still does her videos. Like, she's very raw and candid, and I just love that about her. Check out that video. It is, it's something. I don't know why, but I put it on my roster anyways. I'm just bigging up the pregnant ladies right now. But did you see U.S. athlete Alicia Montana, who 5 months pregnant, won the 800 meters in the U.S. Nationals?
What?
Five months pregnant.
No, I did not see that.
She won. Listen. She won 5 months pregnant.
That's
won the 800 meters at the U.S. Nationals. The Yala Guan.
Wow. Okay. I love that.
Hey, this baby that come out, he going to come out running. This baby.
But now I have a question. Special. What about the other people, like the challengers? They're like, damn, we got beat.
Right? That's true.
This is it.
No, this is serious.
That's crazy.
But it was amazing to see, you know, all the other reasons that they will tell you that you can't run or that you're disqualified, right? But she came in and, she just tore the place up. And I'm just like, wow, you know what? Don't come at me with no excuses of what you can't do, why you can't do it. Homegirl won the whole Nationals.
That's what's up. I love that.
Right? You know I love a good versus.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, we didn't talk about the verses yet. We didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk about it. Whatever. No.
Which one are you talking about? Okay, go ahead.
You talking about the Dipset one? Or you talking about... No, we talked about that.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about that one.
No. So... they're thinking about introducing a new type of versus.
Oh, I saw.
Okay, talk about it. Go ahead.
Comedy Versus.
Yes.
And Damon Wayans has challenged Dave Chappelle.
I saw.
Versus.
I was on the three-way call. Go ahead.
Yo, okay, because, yeah, you set it up too, Pete.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What are we doing, yo?
I like that. Crazy. I think that's an amazing idea. I love that.
Now, yo. You know I always go back and watch the Versus after, usually after this. But I'm going to tell you something. I will be front and center for this because if they do this, this will be monumental.
No, this is going to break the internet.
Exactly. It makes me so excited just to think about it.
Me too.
Just what it could be back to back.
But hold on, though. Dave Chappelle is still doing it, right?
Of course. I'm telling you.
Damon Wayans is mad funny, though.
He's mad funny. When's the last time he's been on the show?
That's why it'll be good.
Just because he's not on the show don't mean that he's not
longer.
I'm not saying that he's not good no more. Like, I'll go to any Big Daddy Kane or whatever it is show
right now.
I'm just saying, though, like, the stage presence and sharpening your craft, you know, type of thing. So,
homie, don't play that, bro. That's all.
Homie, don't play that. That's right.
Come on, bro.
Stop it, bro.
Yeah. Mad.
No, but that would be crazy.
That would be.
But how would they do it? Would it be a roast? Like is it bar for bar? Like, how do? Is it like last comic standing? Like, what's?
I think you know what? It doesn't say, but what I would suspect is that they would have a stand-up routine, and then they would have a improv,
okay,
and then they would have a roast.
Okay.
In right. That so now they roast each other.
Okay.
Right. So now you do your stand-up. Who got the best 5-minute stand-up segment?
Right.
Who got the best however long improv segment? And then who is the best roaster?
Okay.
And that's what I would think that would happen, because I think that would determine how good you are on all planes.
I like
on
that.
All playing fields.
But you do realize that with Big Little Comedy, we have something like that coming up in November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Versus?
Oh, yeah.
It's Last Comic Standing type of thing.
Okay. We're
working on that.
Okay, well, so you know what? I'm going to put it out in the air now, because it's something that I always think about. And being you here, you know what? Maybe you could help me arrange this.
Of course.
So this year for my birthday, I had wanted to get roasted. I wanted to have a roast for my birthday, and I want to be the person getting roasted.
Okay.
But maybe you could arrange that for next year. And what we do is
maybe next year. What are you doing next month?
Does that give them enough time to prepare? Because you don't have to study me, right?
I already have the title to your thing. It's going to be called Sizzle and Giggles.
Off the top of his head.
Talk about it, guys.
I'm just trying to find out if the audience out here on Facebook, if they're gonna come to see me get roasted. What y'all say to the listeners for the Empower Hour? Christ. Y'all coming?
They're gonna come through.
Definitely.
Of course, we're ready.
Yeah, that's what time it is. I think I want to do that. So yeah, if they do that Versus, I'm super super down. In other news, though, because I got to move on from this. I'm going through it right now. There's a couple of different messages that have been being put out into the industry, and I don't know if I care for it, but you know, Dr. Dre's estranged daughter, she's 38 years old, and she's out telling people that her father never really took care of her, and that right now she's living in her car or something like that, and she needs money.
We talked about this a little earlier.
Right, we talked about that, and then there was another artist that came forth and said, what's his name? Quentin Tarantino. He came out and said that his mama can't get a dollar of his money.
Nothing.
Because when he was younger, showing her that this is what he wanted to do, that she didn't support his dreams, and she told him that you'll never make any money off of what you do.
That's right.
He vowed that when he got rich and famous, that she could never have a dollar of his money, and he never gave his mother anything.
Nothing.
Now,
not
we know that
dime.
He's a multimillionaire, you know, and then I seen something with Shaq the other day. Shaq saying that he'll take care of his daughters, but he doesn't give his sons any money.
Wow.
But his sons have to earn money.
Wow.
And
I never heard that. Wow.
I'm afraid of what this message is sending to the people that are out there about taking care of their family and loved ones, especially when they reach a certain level of financial.
Okay, but now let's go into that. Like, for instance, what Shaq said. Let's go into details. Right now, I won't give my son money, but I'll help them build a business so they could earn the money.
Is that what he said?
We don't know. We don't know the whole details behind it, type of thing, you know? So, like, to me, if they're, like, right now, if I become a multi-billionaire, I'm making sure family builds business and they could live, like, of course, like, fine, like, to finance the business, no problem. But for me to chop money at you every single day, yo, go do this.
Nah. You want to teach him to fish?
Of course.
Got that.
So,
okay.
So is that what he's saying? We don't know.
No,
understand?
No, I understand that I'm teaching you to fish thing. But the message when he's saying it, that a lot of people who don't delve that deep, who only have the 15-second attention span, that don't have to go past that, they don't get that message. And I think that it's bad to start and lead with something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. When you have such an influence context, on, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyways, it just is something that I've been recognizing in the industry, that a lot of celebrities are telling these stories about pretty much and glorifying the fact that they don't take care of their families.
Mm-hmm.
We see so many artists out there that are being called out, different rappers and different artists that they're saying, you know, well, they don't take care of their kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they don't send any money for their children. I don't understand how these people are this wealthy and they don't care take care of their loved ones.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But I think to Quentin Tarantino, that's a particular situation. It is kind of like, after a while, you maybe just, you know, like, kind of get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I can only imagine what it felt like as a child coming up and your mom's like shitting on your dreams and you're like, okay, fine.
Exactly.
But just remember this. And she probably said, don't give me nothing. Don't worry about it.
No.
And he's like, good, mom. All right. Like, that's what it
he's
is.
He's like this, yeah. Right?
He like, keep the same energy.
No. He's saying, my mama said, she don't agree with what I'm trying to do. I need to go and try and do something else. I'll never make a dollar off of this.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, she ain't never getting a dollar of this money.
Exactly. Yeah. And he held
He held on to it. And he talked about it recently pretty
then
much.
Again,
yeah, she ain't getting
that's the fuel that powered his dream.
There you go.
But you guys watch Blackish? You guys ever seen Blackish?
I've seen some episodes.
Just real quick. There's an episode I seen that kind of turned me off, actually. Because Dre, who is the main father.
Anthony.
Right. Whatever. And him and his dad were in the house, whatever the case, and they were having like a family reunion. I can't remember the plot. It was like a wedding or whatever, some kind of event at the house, and they had in-laws that came in. And Dre, you know, he's a big marketing executive or whatever the case, and his uncle, so which is his dad's brother, asked him, oh, he's like, yo, you know what, can you create an opportunity for my son to get a job where you work? And then Dre's dad got upset, kicked him out of the house, all kind of things, like, you're trying to mooch off my son. And I'm like,
really?
And the thing is, and they didn't rectify that in the show. They kind of allowed it as if it was okay. And I'm like, this is it. I'm like, so you're going to, like, and they really kicked him out. They had a conversation about it after. And I was like, whatever. And I'm like, really? Like, this is what you're going to portray. This is the example you're going to set for the viewers. Not to say that as brothers, we should be lifting each other up. It's not like he said, can you give my son some money? He's like, can you help him get a job where you're at? And I'm like, no. You can't be coming and asking my son to open doors for your son. Like, what are you talking about?
Really?
So, that's how you do it. That's how everybody does it. So, anyways, so just to say, you said that and it made me think of that
okay.
Just gotta get the whole context.
That's my
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I agree. Like I said, so that's just one of the things that I wanted to discuss, and I'm happy to get you guys' input on it, because it's like, it's something that's been on my mind for a second, and I don't know if this is the right message that we want to send to the people. I don't know if people understand that when you don't provide for your children, the things that they will do,
exactly.
they feel like out of necessity in order to provide for themselves.
That's right.
But can I give a different perspective, though?
For sure.
Because at the same time, Dre, well, I guess he was just giving her money, but she's almost 40 years old. There's a certain time in your life you kind of have to take accountability and responsibility
too,
right? She's
38.
So, you know, now at the same time, if she was used to kind of being spoon fed, I don't know how long she was receiving this allowance for whatever the case. So, on one side, he kind of enabled her and crippled her. And parents don't realize that either. Like, you can overdo for your child and cripple them,
okay?
Right? Because then they can't function, they can't budget, they don't know how to nothing. Like, so then when you cut them off because for whatever reason you decide, you're big enough, get out of the nest, you can do your thing.
Right.
But you never raised them, you never educated them, you never made them stand on their own.
So you're saying he just threw money at her and then
now allow me to speculate, right?
Okay,
I want to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
So right now we all know Dr. Dre went to this bad divorce.
Mm-hmm.
What if she picked the wrong side and she went on the other side? Now he's like, okay, well, you tried to go with the ex-wife and try to attack me.
Right.
Now that I won my case, well, please stay away from me. Keep that same energy.
Okay.
It could be a lot of different things. We don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that, right? And that's
don't know.
He's playing devil class.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for sure.
However, it is said that he, this is his estranged child.
Okay.
So this is a child that he never took care of.
Okay.
Mm. It's a child that was like, because it was outside of his marriage, that she was never really looked at.
Mm.
But if you look at her, you can tell she's not well kept. This is not
at all.
You know, who was groomed from a child to be this entertainer's or this very wealthy man's child. You can tell that she's not part of that mix.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, poor her. And I just feel like, you know what?
Poor her.
Yeah, no, honestly, you know what?
I'm not shutting her down. Hope she makes it. It's just like, you gotta get the whole detail.
For sure, for sure. You know what? Honestly, I think that more than anything, what she should probably do is just go and build a business and build something around music or something like that. She's the man's daughter. The people are going to come and get with her anyway.
Exactly.
I think that she should just capitalize on that.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all know that I've been all in Tory Lanez's business just because, you know, I find him very, very, very entertaining. Also for the fact that, you know, I told y'all, I've met him a couple times in person, and, you know, he's amazing to say the least. A very humble guy, and he's just something else. Listen, I told you, he came to my friend's mama's barbecue at her house and just came and hung out for hours.
At the height of his career,
like, for real, like, had a big show that night and stuff, and came and hung out all day until it was time to go to the show. Like, literally went and showered.
I like
and
that.
Then went to the show.
He's
super dope.
They eat chicken too.
And they like that human feel. They don't always want to be that entertainer, you know, the one to entertain. They want to chill, sit, relax sometimes.
Yes, and
you know?
It was like that. And, you know, there was a lot of kids that weren't able to make it because they were at summer camp and stuff. And you know that he really recorded videos for them saying their names and stuff. Their parents phone, like, hey, we sorry you wasn't here, such and such. I'm like, he's anyways.
No, that's dope.
You know,
that is dope.
But so we know that they said that he was stealing Cassidy's style. Well, he dropped the freestyle and actually came for Cassidy and said his name in it. But here's the best. He made Cassidy rap again. Because Cassidy
just
dropped a freestyle too. But I want to tell y'all, I think that this is a little ploy right now. And I think this is all part of the get everybody back in the business type thing.
I like that.
But I think that they're using each other's notoriety. Honestly, you know, I told you that I think that this story with Megan and all of them, I think this is all fake, right?
Right, I remember,
I think the whole thing is fake.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing is to bring up these certain artists together at the same time, because it's almost like the Nivea, what's her name? Nivea and... dang, what's her name? And she's on Love & Hip Hop right now. They
who's
call it
that?
Tiara Marie.
Okay,
you know, they all came up at the same time.
Yes,
it was
they
like
did.
They battle pin them again. Put all these drums. I think that this is what this is, but I think they bringing Cassidy back out. So look out for a Cassidy album, y'all. That's the last of the last. I just want y'all to know. Tory Lanez going to make them rap again.
No, Tory Lanez sent the big shot talking about you're the one that was in the hotel with
R. Kelly.
We will find it and we will play it. And on that note,
I actually have it, but we'll play it.
We're going to play it next time. Yeah, all right. So, Kaya, I'm going to play your drop because I like it. Hold on.
So, what's up, y'all? This is Kaya, and you're listening to the Empower Hour on 90.3 CKUT.
Ew.
I like that.
Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for coffee conversation.
All right, y'all, we have a conversation this morning. Okay, so let me turn that down. Ooh, that's some John Legend and Estelle. Ooh, I love this track. Okay, anyways, so guys, is everybody on TikTok, social media, all that stuff? Are you guys on Facebook, Instagram, all that good old stuff?
Only the Facebook for me.
Oh, okay, please don't call it the. I don't know why you put the in front of there. Kai, I know you're on TikTok. I know you are on Instagram and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk these social media pranks that we have been seeing. I don't know if you guys seen some of them. Mm-hmm. So lately I was scrolling through TikTok, social media as a whole, because I have some time lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing that the latest trend is doing pranks on people.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to tell y'all, I'm like Toby Nwigwe, try Jesus, not me, because I don't have to, because some of these pranks, honestly, it's not funny. Like, there was one that I saw lately where people are going around at Home Depot or, like, for our example, Rona or whatever, and after they're taking off your hat and putting a bucket on your head and then running away and then putting a bucket on their own head to make it look like
everybody got buckets put on their head.
Exactly.
Oh my God, what happened? So when they pull it off their head. They're like, oh my
God, you have it too? There's that. Yeah. Okay. There's the other one where the women are taking their purses and after they're hitting their significant others in the faces by accident, trying to get the purse from the back,
of the car and putting it back in the back.
There's also people scaring people. There's people doing things, you know, like to their grandparents and stuff like that, basically scaring them and stuff like that. There's the other infamous one that has been going on where significant others are in the house where they live together, and one of the significant others would be mopping, and then after, the one who's videotaping it will throw like water or coke on the floor while that person is mopping and stuff like that. So I'm thinking, like, for me, not all of this stuff is funny, to be completely honest with you. I'm just like, where do we draw the line, and who deems this stuff as actually funny, and why are people doing so many of these things for likes? So I wanted to hear you guys' opinion on any of this, if you have seen it. And
I haven't seen it, but I just find society's going into a weird place. I'm not a big fan of being pranked. I just don't. Okay. I don't know. I've never.
Okay. Not to touch too, like I said, try Jesus, not me. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, like, you know, some of these people are going around pranking. I'm not sure if you guys remember this, and I think we spoke about this on an earlier show where Allison Hynes and Bungie Garland beat up this prankster named Queens Flip. You guys ever seen that?
No.
Allison Hynes came, her song started playing, Faluma, ding, 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 and he's playing it while he's Ubering her, and he reaches back and he starts shaking her leg. She boxed him in his nose.
Yeah, sure.
She boxed him right in his nose.
And how is that a prank? You're touching, what are you?
Exactly.
What
are you doing? You're touching her, first of all. And then secondly, this same person by the name of Queens Flip, he basically tried to get into the shower with Faye Ann Lyons, which is Bungie Garland's wife, and Bungie Garland beat the brakes off the
thing. Of course. How is that funny?
Exactly. I guess he thought it would be funny.
Jokes on you.
It wasn't funny. So for me,
now that's funny. Him getting his ass kicked.
That's something that's you have something. To remember also, right? What's funny to you is not might not be funny to
everybody else. Mm. Exactly.
And I can tell you, I've been through some of these scenarios, especially when I was younger as a kid. Right. And I'm going to tell you something. It led to fights.
I'm telling you, some of it is like a little bit overboard, and I know that many people are doing it for likes and attention and stuff like that. But again, where do we draw the line with this shit? You know what I mean? Like, where does it stop?
I'm open hand shoving anybody to the floor. Don't start.
I got the best prank they could try on me. How about you send me an e-transfer and see if I deposit it?
Really? That's the prank, girl?
It reminds me of high school. Like, we used to get pants. Like, yo, people know, don't pants me. I'll punch you in your face, bro.
Okay,
like,
you see what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like, that's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's like, what are you saying, bro? It's like, you just pulling pants? Bro, I'm going to fight you.
Yo, like, it's not funny. Like, honestly, I don't know. To me, it's just like social media. I think we're going a little bit overboard with some of these things. There's also another one that I saw. I'm not sure if you guys know about it, but these people are sitting in a bus stop just minding their business waiting for a bus, and then there's a Chucky poster like right here where Chucky runs out after you.
Yes.
Okay, that thing there is not funny, you know, because I will beat the break. I will run from Chucky. Okay. I will beat him up.
Okay. Yeah. I already said, and then you know what?
I'll beat him up.
Worst is that I've seen it done two different ways. One time, they used a little person. One time, they actually had a kid.
Oh, that's even scarier.
And you know what? It was a kid. And you know what? Because it was so tiny, I'm telling you, a man kicked it.
Of course a man kicked it.
Wow.
Of course a man kicked it. So you going on play around like that? Play around, come on.
But now what happens if you're doing it to that Chucky prank?
Yeah.
The man runs away, twists his ankle.
Mm. Exactly. Who's now responsible? Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, good question.
Good question, Will.
I can't work now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I deem that my time is worth $1,000 an hour. Who's paying me?
Who's paying you? That's it. That's exactly right. So I'm just on the fence of this police pranks. I actually scroll past them. I don't like any of them. I know I'll beat somebody up and end up in jail.
Did you see the financial prank though, where they call they say, "Mama, let me help you." Thing, so they call and say, let me call my bank account and see how much money I got. And they say, "You have $2,870,000. And the mom was looking at them like, "What did you do?"
Those ones are not bad. Right? There's levels to it, right? But I'm just saying, if you're doing it to actually go out of your way to get some likes and some views and stuff like that, I don't know. I think some of these are quite unnecessary to me, to be honest. So that's my coffee conversations. We only got 2 minutes left, guys. So how is everybody feeling about today's show? Even though we had some technical difficulties in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, today was nice. I love being around y'all.
It's not surreal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's definitely natural. No, Kaya and Pharaoh and Will, I want you guys to plug where you are and all that stuff before we go today and say it later to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
At BigWill514.
All right, Queen Kaya.
I'm strong, firm, bottom, all one word.
MP.
Check us out on our website, ofccommunity.com.
All right, and I am All Things Miss Trish on Instagram and Miss Trish TV on YouTube. Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUC 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUC, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. Once again, people, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, Black, and highly favored. And on that note, due to our coffee conversations, we're going to play Try Jesus to end today's show. Try
Jesus, not me, cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, cause I'm fine.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.